ॐ जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयो श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः। ॐ शन्नो मित्रशं वरुणः शन्नो भवत्वरियमा शन्न इन्द्रो बृहस्पतिः शन्नो विष्णुरुक्रमः नमो ब्रह्मणे नमस्ते वायो त्वमेव प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्मासि त्वामेव प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्म वदिष्यामि ऋतं वदिष्यामि सत्यं वदिष्यामि तन्मामवतु तद्वक्तारमवतु अवतु माम् अवतु वक्तारम्। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरिः। ॐ ॐ May Mitra be blissful to us. May Varuna be blissful to us. May Ariyama be blissful to us. May Indra and Brihaspati be blissful to us. May Vishnu of long strides be blissful to us. Salutations to Brahman. Salutations to you, O Vayu. You indeed are the visible Brahman. You alone I shall call the direct Brahman. I shall call you righteousness. I shall call you truth. May Brahman protect me. May Brahman protect the teacher. May Brahman protect me. May Brahman protect the teacher. Om. Peace. Peace. Peace be unto all. So, we are studying the sixth anuvaka of the Taittiriya Upanishad. Taittiriya has three chapters. First chapter is called Shikshavalli. And it has 12 anuvakas, of which first and last anuvaka, first and 12th anuvaka are only prayers to God. First anuvaka, praying to God to be successful. 12th anuvaka, conveying thanks for listening to our prayers and making us as pure as possible. This is called Upasana chapter. So that we are ready to move forward in the path of God realization. So, from the very second anuvaka onwards, the disciple is trained how to pronounce first of all, how to read scriptures, then how to contemplate on some of these scriptures called upasanas. Now, as I mentioned several times, and will do so in future also, Upasana is giving up the limitations and identifying ourselves with larger whole and still larger whole until we identify ourselves with the supreme reality called Atman or Brahman. And in this particular anuvaka or section, called Purusha. We have seen already a little bit of the beginning. What is this section, sixth section in the Shikshavalli called Sarva Atma Bhava Pratipatti Marga Kathanam. Sarva Atma Bhava. I am everything. How can I be everything? Because I identify myself through upasana or contemplation with Ishvara. First in the fifth chapter with Hiranyagarbha, and in this sixth section it is with Ishvara himself. Ishvara, both Hiranyagarbha as well as Ishvara, both are called Saguna Brahma only. Three aspects. Ishvara, the totality of the Karana Shariras. Hiranyagarbha, the totality of all the subtle bodies are also called minds. And Virat is the universal aspect of everything that is gross. So, presumably, in the fifth chapter, from individuality to Virat, from Virat to Hiranyagarbha. In this chapter, from Hiranyagarbha to Ishvara, Saguna Brahma. How to meditate? That is what is said at the very beginning. Saya eshaha purushaha antaha hritaye akashaha tasmin ayam purushaha manomayaha amrutaha hiranmayaha. There is a heart within each one of us. And within that heart, there is an akasha, also called chidakasha. Three types of akashas, let us not forget. Bahyakasha, external world. So that is contained in the external space. All our thoughts, which belong to the subtle body, are contained in the sukshma sarira. There is an akasha that is called chitta akasha. Chitta means all our thoughts. Higher than that, when we become identified with sushupti, karana sharira, then there is another akasha that is called chidakasha, bahya akasha, chitta akasha, chit akasha. Chit means pure consciousness. So, this is what we are referring here. Tasmin, in that hridaya akasha. Where is the hridaya? Hridaya, some people interpret as this physical heart. Of course, we know the physical heart has nothing to do even with what we call the thoughts, our thoughts. But our physical heart is the first organ that gets affected. You are happy, it gets affected. You are depressed, it gets affected. And you are some unexpected negative news come, then even a person can have heart attack, etc. But this is not what is meant here. Hridaya means here the purified heart. That is the abode, that is the storehouse of everything that is pure, the highest divine thoughts. When we are entertaining pure thoughts, thoughts of nobility, thoughts of spirituality, that is called hridaya. And in that hridaya, purushaha manomayaha. This purusha is there. Purusha means atma. Atma means chit. Atma, brahma, purushaha, synonymous words. So manomayaha, that means he is manifesting as the mind. And he is acting through the instrumentality of the mind. Let us not forget, mind also is limited only. Anything that is limited cannot be called Brahman. Brahman is what is called Brihat, that which is unlimited, that which is infinite. And what is the nature of this Purusha? Amrutaha, he is immortal. That means he is untouched by Maya. Hiranmayaha. So Hiranmaya means glowing like gold. That means here, it means here, it is Chit Swarupaha, pure consciousness. So gold is used often. In Isavasya also, if you remember, we have seen the earnest sadhaka was praying to the Devata of the Surya. What is it telling? That reality is covered. Hiranmayena patrena satyasya apihitam mukham tat tvam poshan apavruno satya dharmaya drishtaye. O Hiranmaya, you are shining like gold. Knowledge shines like gold. Anybody that is shining has got something which is most superior compared to other people. A great idea comes, then you shine. That's why when a new idea comes, in the cartoons it is depicted, a light bulb goes on, any new idea. So, gold shines. That's why Sri Ramakrishna had seen a golden Kashi when he first arrived at Varanasi. So that is called Hiranmayaha. He is made up of pure knowledge. What is light? Knowledge. What is sunlight? Knowledge. What is light? Knowledge. When we do Aratrikam, why do we show light? Because what we see in front of us may be a picture, may be some symbol like cross, like Omkara, etc. Or it may be a Pratima. Pratima Upasana, Pratika Upasana, if you recollect. But why do we need light? This is not really a metal, a wood, is not an image, it is not a symbol. But through this, I'm catching hold of it. I am supposed to think about that divine mother. So that's why Durga Puja, Kali Puja, Ganesha Puja, Krishna Puja, Rama Puja, all these are done. In every one of your Hindu temples, there is this image. But that image can be perceived only when we shed our identity with this body-mind complex. And that is called Ahankara. So that is why before entering into the temple, there are dvajasthambas. And you have to make sastanga pranam, surrendering your ego, merging your ego into the divine. And when you don't have ego, you see God everywhere. That is called darshana. That is why you are not supposed to prostrate or offer anything within. It is after dvajasthamba, you cannot carry anything as if it is a pure vision, darshana. That is called darshana. So within this hridaya akasha and this hridaya as a cave, every day we are singing jyoti rajyoti ujjvala hridi kandara. That hridi kandara, that is what is referred here. Eshaha antaha hridi, hridi kandara. Asmin, in that, Purushaha Manomayaha, Amrutaha Hiranmayaha. So he is Amruta, immortal. He is Hiranmaya, he is pure Chit, not Chidabhasa, but Chit. But he reveals himself to the earnest yearning sadhaka in the mind, in the pure mind. This is what Patanjali Rishi also is indicating in the second sutra, Patanjali Yoga Sutra. Yogaha Chitta Vritti Nirodaha. Nirodaha means give up all undivine thoughts, earthly thoughts, then mayic thoughts, mithya thoughts. What remains? Pure spiritual thoughts. And when a person enjoys that state uninterruptedly, that is called Nirodha. And then what happens to him? Tada Drashtu Swarupe Avasthanam. So he abides in his own nature. First he thinks, this is my reflection. The mind becomes pure like a mirror and it reflects, and it doesn't reflect our body or mind or Karana Sharira, reflects our Chit nature, nature of pure consciousness. Oh, I thought I was the body. I thought I was the mind. Now I know I am that pure divinity of which Swami Vivekananda said each soul is potentially divine. And then for such a person, what happens? When he departs, so the next few mantras are indicating the process of death. What is it? If any person completely becomes capable of beholding that Purushaha who is Amrutaha, Hiranmayaha, through his purified mind, so there will be the body for some time. And the moment he knows this, he becomes Jivanmukta. So a Jivanmukta is none other than Brahman. He doesn't identify unlike ourselves. I am the body, I am the mind. No, he is free. How did he become free? Through this upasana. In his heart. Heart is the cave of the pure, noble, spiritual thoughts. Then how does the death process take place? For everybody else, I mentioned many times, so if somebody is foodie, then his pranas depart either through the stomach. Remember, the whole body is full of holes only, billions and billions of holes. That is why when sweat comes, it comes from every part of the body. So if he is addicted to physical pleasures, then he may depart through the lower, what is called either through Muladhara or Swadhisthana or Manipura or the corresponding organs. But when the same person has gone and become identified with in the Sahasrara, then after that, so long as the body, mind, let them be there, he is called Jivan Mukta. How does he depart? It is an imaginary example is given. Why do we call it imaginary? Because the moment a person recognizes, death has no meaning. Even for us, death has no meaning. It is just as Sri Ramakrishna says, from this room to the other room. So from this body to the other body. If somebody had done something wrong, he could perhaps identify with a Pishacha body, Bhuta body, ghost body, etc. If he has been barking like a dog, and then immediately he will enter into a dog's body. If he behaves like a serpent, like a snake, he comes and bites anybody and everybody silently without letting others know, he is definite to become a snake. But if he behaves like a gentleman, he will be born as a human being. But if he has done a lot of punya karma, there are many, many higher steps are there, higher states are there. So six such lokas are there, beginning with this human loka, bhuloka. So that is condensed as bhuvar loka, suvar loka, etc. And the ultimate of that is called satyaloka or brahmaloka. And that satyaloka is indicated for this person. He is always dwelling in that satyaloka, even when body, mind are there. But when the body, mind falls, that is, he is giving up his identity, even with Saguna Brahma, he becomes merged with Nirguna Brahma. That is being described. But for any ordinary person, so Sushumna Marga is described here. So those who are familiar with the Gospel, Sri Ramakrishna describes there are seven chakras. That is seven states of consciousness. That is seven states of identification. Am I identifying myself with food, with sex, with external pleasures? These three represent Muladhara, Swadhisthana, Manipura. But when a person understands, this is not only not pleasant, but even worse, they are the binding aspects of Mahamaya, and he struggles to rise at that stage. In the Tantras, it is our yogic scriptures, it is described. There are three paths. One is called Ida Marga, another is called Pingala Marga. Ida Marga, Pingala Marga, both work only until the Manipura. But when a person conquers these things, suddenly a pathway which was existing, but the doors of which are closed, just like if there is a huge tank full of water and there are three pipes to let out the water. One is at the very bottom, another is a little bit higher, another is a little bit higher. So, with this imagery, the Ida and Pingala, like the lowest two. But when both these are closed and then the third one is opened, and that the water comes from there. If you can extend this third hole, fourth hole, fifth, sixth, seventh, in this case here, four pipes are there, Anahata, Vishuddha, Agnya, and Sahasrara. But The condition is the lower pipes should be completely closed. And that is called Chitta Vritti Nirodhaha. So when a person becomes successful through this upasana as indicated earlier, now he becomes capable of meditating on that Purushaha who is Amrutaha Hiranmayaha, and through that purified mind which is called Manomayaha, then he is capable of contacting, that is identifying with that Purusha who is ever present, ever shining, and is called Jyotira Jyoti, the light of the lights in the Hridaya Akasha. So that is, we have to understand here, for all ordinary persons, the prana departs through whichever state he has reached, because even reaching Anahata Chakra, Vishuddha Chakra, Ajna Chakra, the spiritual practice progress is not complete. Only the Shiva, who is dwelling in the Sahasrara, then a person identifies with Shiva, and that is the final thing. Then that is called Jiva Brahma Aikyata Bodaha. So that is what all the Mahavakyas indicate. Prajnanam Brahma, Aham Brahmasmi, Tattvamasi, etc. So then he sees everything as God. That is called Sarvam Khalvidam Brahma. And that process, how the Sushumna Nadi, Nadi means a pathway. There is no other way. And in English it is translated as Naru. Don't ever get mistaken as a Naru. It is a special path. So from the heart, above the heart, which we had discussed in our last class, quoting from what we call Narayana Suktam, and same idea was reflected in the Purusha Suktam also. So we have seen in details. Simply put, there is a special path, royal way, that is called through the path of the Sushumna. The Jivatma rises to the higher and higher levels of consciousness, which means higher levels of identity, and then finally identifies with the Shiva or the pure consciousness. That Shiva has nothing to do with Pauranic Shiva. He can be called Shiva, he can be called Purusha, he can be called Narayana, by any blessed name, Divine Mother, doesn't matter. That is Brahman, Paramatma, Atma. Then, that very second, he becomes completely free. That is being described here for the sake of ignorant people like us. Because as I said, the moment a person knows, I am Brahman, there is no question of travel. Why not? Because when a person identifies with Brahman, he becomes first of all one. That means there is no second person. I want to become one with that second. Secondly, is infinite. And where can infinity travel? It is impossible. So there is no travel at all. But for everybody else, there is a travel. So for us to make facility of understanding, this travel is there. So this is said on the head, that is called Brahmarandhra. So the Jivatma enters through that, but it may not depart from that. So like toothpaste is filled in that tube and then it is sealed. Like that in small babies, we can see that one. So it is said there is something, and Sri Ramakrishna describes it according to the yogic scriptures. So I saw a great Paramahamsa, a young Paramahamsa, moving through the Sushumna path, all the lotuses supposed to be associated with each chakra were hanging down as if they are not being used for a long time. When you don't use something, it gathers dust. So this Paramahamsa travels and he touches, Sri Ramakrishna says, with his tongue. And the moment the touch is like electric light, immediately the hanging bud stands upright. That means it is functioning. Then this Jivatma identifies first with that. Then after some time, travels higher, identifies with Vishuddha, further travels, identifies with Agna, finally breaking open the glass case as it were, becomes one with that Jyoti. So that Jyoti becomes one with Jyotira Jyoti. But we are not Jyotis yet. We are not shining like Hiranmaya. We have to attain that state first. This is described here. Antarena Taluke Yayesha Stanaiva Valambade. Like if you say a goat, some two nipple breasts like are hanging, nipples. Sa Indra Yonihi. That is the beginning of the Indra. Indra here means Paramatma. And through that path, finally reaches the Sahasrara, or here is called Brahmarandra. So it is said, if you remove, if you part the hair on the head, perhaps you can see there is a very soft spot towards the back on the top of the head. Epohya Sirsha Kapale. And by breaking open, so the Sushumna body carries the Sadhaka Atma, purified Sadhaka Atma, until that point, and it breaks up, he breaks it open as it were, and he departs. This is the description, but don't worry. Then what happens? So where does he go? Where does he go? Where does Brahman go? Where can Brahman go? So what happens? In the last Anuvaka, fifth Anuvaka of this Sikshavalli, we have seen, so four Vyahrutis, Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha, and Mahaha. Now, we presume the sadhaka had progressed. That means he became identified with Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha, and Mahaha. Identification with Maha, that is called Maha iti Brahmani. He identifies with Ishvara. But here, in the fifth Anuvaka, it is called Hiranyagarbha. A station lower than Ishvara station, Maha iti Brahmani. But that is further that meditation. Now, from the Hiranyagarbha status, he must say, I am the effect. So, I must merge in my cause. And my cause is called Ishvara. And that is the Manomayaha, Hiranmayaha, Amrutaha. They are the descriptions. That is what he is telling. When a person progresses further, becomes identified with Ishvara, Ishvaroham, Siddhoham, like that, Bhuriti Agnau Pratitishtati, he becomes one with Agni Devata, that is one of the elements. Bhuva iti Vayau, with the Vyahruti Bhuva, I am the Vayu Devata. Suvariti Aditya, I am the Aditya Devata. So from Bhuhu, he progresses to Bhuva. That is, Agni becomes identified with Vayu. Vayu becomes identified with Aditya. And Aditya becomes identified with Brahman. That is the here. That is the Hiranyagarbha. Then what does he get? Apnoti Swarajyam. He becomes, he obtains his own kingdom. Means, obtains means what? Not that it was not his, and by conquering somebody, he gets somebody else's Rajya. No. Sva Rajya. I am the prince of this kingdom. That is, I am the Hiranyagarbha. And then I also attained to Ishwaratvam. And I have forgotten that I am the Virat. I am the Hiranyagarbha. I am the Ishvara. So through the sadhana, when the sadhaka becomes identified with the Virat, then he is not getting something new. He just remembers, I am Virat, but I have forgotten I am Virat. I thought I am just an individual. And then next sadhana takes him to the higher state, which is called Hiranyagarbha. So then he remembers, I thought I was the mind, but I did not know I was the universal mind. Now he becomes the universal mind called Hiranyagarbha. Then further he goes and says, I thought I was Hiranyagarbha. But Hiranyagarbha is also limited because it is an effect. Remember, every effect is a only limitation. So now he goes from that effect to the cause through his sadhana. Exactly like in the third chapter of this very Upanishad, says Annam Brahmeti Vyajanat, then giving it up, Prano Brahmeti Vyajanat, giving it up, Mano Brahmeti Vyajanat, then Vijnanam Brahmeti Vyajanat, then Anandam Brahmeti Vyajanat, then I am not even, what is called, I am not having Ananda, I am Ananda. That is called Ekatvam with Brahman. This is being said. What does this person get? Because we are all business people, utilitarians. So if I pray to God, what do I get? So if I do some dharma, what do I get? So if I do japa dhyana, what do I get? This was the, in his Jnana Yoga lecture, Swami Vivekananda refers, every stupid mustached baby, that is grown up baby, he asks, do I like a baby? So you go and read books. When the parents or teachers tell them, the baby asks, do I get gingerbread? Yes, definitely, not only one gingerbread. If you don't go to school, then you might get one gingerbread. But if you go to school and brilliantly pass, you can eat as many gingerbreads as you like. Not only gingerbread, every type of bread you can eat. Like that, this person, so many, what is called, identities. First of all, he says, I am Ishvara. This is called Swarajya. I am the Saguna Brahma. Then, Apnoti Manasaspatim. He, what is called, obtains power over his mind. He becomes the ruler of the mind. Manasaha Pati. That is, ruler of the mind. Now, my mind rules me. But now I realize I am the ruler of my mind. Once I become ruler of the mind, I become identified with every mind. And one mind is full of musical knowledge. Another mind is full of scientific knowledge. Another mind is full of administrative knowledge. Another mind is full of AI coding. Like another person, extraordinarily great cook, like that, whatever number of knowledges, as Narada delineated, then Sanat Kumar asks him in the Chandogya Upanishad. So he becomes the master of every bit of knowledge because Bhagavan, as Chittu Swarupa, manifested through different bodies. You know what my illustration is? Imagine somebody brings a huge tank of water and different people are offered, come and bring your utensils and I will fill you up with this water freely. Then somebody takes a cup. So the water will take the shape of the cup. Somebody takes a jug. Water takes the shape of the jug. Somebody takes a bucket. Water takes the shape of the bucket. Like that, imagine of different colors, different sizes, different shapes, different everything, and then the same water enters. What is this illustration for? So one utensil is like music utensil. Another is scientific utensil. Another is cooking utensil, cookery knowledge. Like that, whatever knowledge we have, according to the vessel that we have prepared through our sadhana, Bhagavan or Mother Saraswati enters. That is why the person who becomes identified with every mind becomes Sarvajna, all-knowing. And then, not only that, there are some people who could speak extraordinarily well, even though their knowledge is limited. There are some pundits who knows extraordinarily great things. But unfortunately, neither they have the language to express. Maybe even the voice is like the line of Vedanta roars, line of Vedanta. What a difference when a lion roars and this lion is roaring. So like that, a great Pandit may not be able to express it. But that is a special power of God. Somebody can write, somebody can speak, somebody can sing. And among singers, how many varieties do we get? So he becomes Vakpatihi. Vak means speech. He becomes extraordinarily great speaker. Swami Vivekananda, for example. How did he become such a great speaker? Because Mother Saraswati entered into that body in the form of beautiful throat, not only throat. Swami Vivekananda used to tell, to become really a great speaker, five things are needed. Five things. How many things? Five things. What are the five things? He used to tell. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. What are these? One must be having the knowledge. This represents real knowledge. And this represents one's adrishta, purva janma karma adrishta. A person knows he did not do punyam, so his knowledge will not shine. Suppose this is fulfilled and this is also fulfilled. But a person must learn, he must go through this sikshavalli, how to pronounce, how to utter proper words, etc. So how to use this instrument to express his knowledge. This is the third. Even if there are three are there, the throat, kapha vata pittaihi, kantha varodhana vidhau, smaranam kutaste. My throat is restricted. I know everything, but I cannot utter. A beautiful throat. When some people sing, they take you to heaven. When some other people sing, they don't sing. They think they are singing. But we think that fellow is singing, burning. So singing is different, singing is different. So beautiful throat is necessary, powerful throat is necessary, powerful lungs are necessary, powerful body is necessary. This is the fourth one. What is the fifth one? Heart. That means you are simply lecturing will not do. Do you feel what you are talking? So we must be compassionate towards everybody. But do I feel compassion to everybody? Do I sympathize with everybody? These are the five things necessary, but many people have different parts, different skills. What is meant is, this person who becomes an Ishvara, he becomes completely identified with every mind, not to speak of every body. Remember, it is not only mind. He became Virat, all the bodies. He became Hiranyagarbha, all the minds. He became Ishvara, and all the three instruments. He has become that is called Ishvara, Saguna Brahma. There is nothing left out. So he becomes, first of all, master of the mind. That means he knows everything, Sarvajna. He becomes Vakpatihi. When he speaks, even nectar will not give so much of satisfaction. One simple example I am giving you. Supposing a person is diagnosed with cancer, and we know, even what is called a little bit of testing, that creates doubt whether I have got serious cancer disease, I am going to die. That so many people have heart attacks even thinking that thought. Suppose somebody is diagnosed, but a doctor comes and says, this is only beginning, we know how to operate, we will take out some part which is affected, either the kidney or lung or breast, or some part of the body, intestines, etc. And once we complete it, then you are free from cancer. So many people, by hearing, you are not in danger. How much delight we feel, how much elated we become. So our words can kill, words also can give life. Vakpatihi. Then Chakshushpatihi, Shrotrapatihi, Vijnanapati. That is, in essence, I become the supreme master of all the 10 sense organs. 5 of knowledge and 5 of action. Just only, as we say in English language, etc. Vakpati, Chakshuspati, Shrotrapati. Chakshuspati means I am able to see everything in great detail. That is, I can discriminate the difference between 40th thread and 41 thread and 39 thread. That is what Sri Ramakrishna's example. Chakshuspati, Shrotrapati. When I hear, when I listen, I am enjoying my listens. Vijnanapati, I become the Supreme Lord, Master of every type of Vishesha Jnanam Bhavati. That means I become all-knower. I become all-knowing. Then Etat Tato Bhavati. Not only that, he becomes completely one, or he is able to become master of all these things that are described earlier. When this sadhaka, through the successful contemplations of these vyakrutis, tataha bhavati, etat bhavati. Tataha means when he becomes perfect, etat bhavati. He becomes this. What does it mean? Akasha sariram brahma. So this akasha is the body of Brahman. So he becomes the body of Brahman. Satyatma. So he becomes the real Sat, Chit and Ananda. Satyatma, the only reality. I am the only reality. Pranaramam. Then he obtains so much of all the sense organs, all the energies. He becomes embodiment of energies. Mana Anandam. That is, Ishvara's body is the Akasha. Ishvara, Ishvarihi, Satyahai. There is a song like that. Satyam, Shivam, Sundaram, Ishvarihi, Satyahai. Pranaramam. Every life becomes my life. Mana Anandam. Mind is filled with Ananda. Sat Chit Ananda. Shanti Samruddham. He enjoys the highest peace. Amrutam. Of course, he knows I am Chit Swarupaha. I have no death, no birth. Shadvikar, sixfold changes are not there. So that is what he is going to become. Then the sixth anuvaka ends like this. Iti prachina yogyaha upasva. So prachina yogyaha. Oh, you, the aspirant. Prachina means what? Not old aspirant. Prachina means this is the supreme spiritual path that has been described. There is no other way. Every spiritual aspirant has to follow this path only. And you are become fit first of all through those first start with siksha, then samhita upasana, then other upasanas are there. The Lokopasana, Guru Upasana, Matru Upasana, etc. Then later on, Vyakruti Upasanas. Then in this, the Upasana continues further. O descendant of the ancient Sanatana Dharma culture, thus you meditate, that means do these Upasanas, wherever you stand, find out where you are standing and find out the way further up and slowly start your journey. Do not become a victim of laziness. Follow it. Meditate means upasva. That is the word. So, prachina yoga yogya upasva. So, you do the upasana. So, this in brief is a meditation. What we need to note is the fifth and sixth sections, fifth yahruti upasanas. And in this sixth, that Vyahruti Upasana, that is Hiranyagarbha Upasana, Mahayati Brahmani, that Brahmani is Hiranyagarbha. In this it is taken further. This Hiranyagarbha is also an offspring of Ishvara, otherwise called Saguna Brahma. So now go further, become identified with Saguna Brahma called Ishvara. So both these fifth and sixth sections are together combined. And then this person if he follows the pathway that is shown by the guru, definitely he will progress. He becomes identified with Saguna Brahma. This is the essence of the sixth section. And then I want to end this one. So, Totapuri Maharaj came to Dakshineswar, and Sri Ramakrishna completely surrendered himself to the Divine Mother. He was not thinking, what should I do next second? My mother knows what should be done. She will tell me. She will get it done through me. When Totapuri asked him, said, I don't know whether to take sannyasa or not. It is not up to me. I surrendered my mind. Whatever my mother commands me, I will do that. Even if I think I must do without mother's commandment, it is not going to happen. Not only it is not going to happen to me, it also did not happen to you. He did not say that. Subsequent events prove that he had to surrender to the Divine Mother after living in the company of Sri Ramakrishna for nearly 11 months. We know that after studying the Sri Ramakrishna, the great master. So this person, he becomes one with Ishvara. So when Totapuri came, Sri Ramakrishna replied thus, and then he went to mother. Mother said, yes, I have brought him for that purpose. The guru did not know that he was brought. He thought, I came on my own. I took Sri Ramakrishna, was given sannyasa, and then guru instructed him. Now, you meditate upon, that is very important, remove every single thought from your mind. And then Sri Ramakrishna said, yes, I can remove every single thought. But one thought I am unable to remove. What is that thought? That is called Saguna Brahma. Only he called it, I cannot remove the thought of my Divine Mother, whom I have been contemplating ever since my sadhana. Then Totapuri used a peculiar method. Because Anandamai, so much joy in Saguna Brahma, Shanti Samruddham, Anandam. Then he prayed, Mother, you do what needs to be done. Not that Sri Ramakrishna removed it, not that Totapuri removed it. It is the Divine Mother who said, now I have brought you till this point. Now I will remove. This is a jhampa point. And from there, you become merged into the ocean called Brahman. Therefore, Sri Ramakrishna became merged. Totapuri became shocked. Ye kya daivi maya hai? 40 saal ka baad, after 40 hard years, I obtained this. He should never have said that. After 40 years, or 400 years, or 1000 years, or 1 billion years, I obtained this. Only by the grace of the Divine Mother. He did not have that knowledge at that point of time. But later on, painfully he has to learn. Now we know that story. So, Sri Ramakrishna becomes merged. Once a person attains Saguna Brahma, there is nothing much he has to do it. So, this is the essence. He becomes the king, the emperor of his own kingdom. That is the result of this Upasana, special Upasana of Ishvara, which is enumerated in this sixth Anuvaka. With this, we have come to the end of the sixth Anuvaka. Now, next class onwards, we will enter into the seventh Anuvaka. Om Jananim Sharadam Devim Ramakrishnam Jagadgurum Padapadme Tayo Saritva Pranamami Muhur Muhuhu. May Sri Ramakrishna Holy Mother and Swami Vivekananda bless us all with bhakti. Jai Ramakrishna.